You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 156 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I am your host, Kelly Sharon, and I am joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. How you doing, Kel?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had a very interesting week. I tried several new things.
Woohoo!
Which is very unlike me. Would you like to know the new things in my life that I am embracing?
Yes.
I'm going to list four things.
Whoa.
Three of them are true and one of them is not. And you can guess.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. Fun game. Let's do it.
Okay. So this week, I broke out of my shell and embraced wearing visors. Like a proper lesbian. That's thing one.
They make sense in a lot of situations.
Thing two, this last week, I broke out of my mold and realized that I really enjoy watching tennis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thing three, this past week, I got out of my comfort zone and also realized I enjoy swimming in the ocean. And then thing four is I recently started eating caviar and enjoying it.
Oh.
Which thing is false?
I'm going to call BS on thing three.
Swimming in the ocean?
Yeah.
You know me well.
That seems very out there.
Yeah, no thank you. Sand and critters. Yeek.
Yeah, no.
I've been going on jogs and it's been really hot. And, you know, I love playing pickleball. And so I just borrowed one of my kids' visors. And I was like,
cool.
This is amazing.
Yeah, sun protection, but not the heat of a hat.
Yeah, well, I've got a prominent forehead, so it protected that. And then all of a sudden I can see. I don't know, I'm hooked though. So I've been wearing visors, very cool. I also really enjoyed watching the US Open. My boy Tiafo did a great job, got pretty far there. And then also, I went to a friend's 50th birthday party and ate caviar for the first time because it was on a potato with some sour cream. And I was like, well, potato. And I was like, what is this? It's delicious. Found out it was caviar.
Huh.
Then 2 days later, I went to the Emmys and at the after party, the governor's ball, they were passing out some little snacks that also had caviar. And I was like, I guess this is part of my life now.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Visors and caviar.
I have worn visors, but I have not had caviar.
Anything new with you?
Not really. The baby is keeping me very busy. He's teething, so also keeping me awake. But that's about it.
Ouch. Yikes. You can vicariously be adventurous through me.
Yes, I will.
Like the wild adventure of wearing a visor. Watch out.
Or the cool adventure of going to the Emmys.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. It was a good time. Best speech of the night, Jennifer Coolidge.
I love the dancing.
She's amazing. She's so hilarious and charismatic. What a gem.
She is hilarious.
But enough rambling. Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
You've got 2 more weeks to check out that visual round on movie monsters. Okay, so make it happen.
Ah.
Also, we have quite a few new 5-star reviews. Thank you so much to Slim Willy, Max L. Barty, Tessie, Maria 3333, and a name that starts with hi, huh? And then there's a lot of other letters. So I don't know how to pronounce that, but I do appreciate you and your kind words. So keep those coming. There's been some real cute ones in the mix. Also, a couple new Patreons.
Woo-hoo!
Shout out to Brian, Alyssa, and Amanda. Thanks so much for hopping on that train. And before we get this show going, another shout out to Logan and Andrew, 2 listeners that recently got married. Congratulations, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
As well as, I had a tater named Shannon, who is a Trivia Time listener and who has been driving in from Orange County for 2 of my recent live shows with her lovely family. And last week, they won. So shout out to Shannon and her family.
Woo!
It's always nice to meet taters in person. So, Do we have anything else big? Any other big news?
Well, it's like episode 156, so like 52 times 3-ish. Are we getting close to something?
I think we are. So next week is actually our 3-year anniversary special show. So we'll be doing an extra round and throwing in some fun stuff on that episode. So get ready for that.
Woo!
I can't believe it's been 3 years.
It's wild.
Insane.
Look at us go.
We're going.
All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round 5, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is wet tush oil. W-E-T-T-U-S-H-O-I-L. And the question that goes with this anagram is, openly gay actor Murray Bartlett took home a supporting actor Emmy last week for his performance on what HBO comedy drama? Moving on to round 1.
Round number 1 is called We'll Never Be Royals. In honor of the recent passing of the Queen, this general knowledge round features royal positions included in each question.
Question number 1. Regina King took home the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in 2019 for what romantic drama film? Question number 2. What city and state is Duke University located in? Question number 3. What 1975 Queen album featured the iconic rock ballad Bohemian Rhapsody? Question number 4. What color is the Sesame Street character Count Von Count? Question number 5. The 16th century philosophical political treatise, The Prince, was penned by what Italian diplomat and philosopher? Question number 6. The fictional car and real star of the Knight Rider franchise was known as Kit. What does Kit stand for? Question number 7. Who is the former Duchess of Cornwall and newly crowned Queen of Consort of the UK? Question number 8. Lord Maximus Farquaad is a prominent antagonist featured in what DreamWorks animated franchise?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 1, We'll Never Be Royals.
And we'll never be royals.
Question number 1. Regina King took home a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for the 2019 film If Beale Street Could Talk.
She's amazing. That film was based on a James Baldwin book, if you didn't know that. Good stuff.
A good film.
Yeah.
Fellow Vaseline proponent.
Oh yeah, Regina King is the Vaseline spokesperson. Yeah.
Question number 2. The city and state Duke University is located in is Durham, North Carolina. Question number 3. The 1975 Queen album that featured the iconic rock ballad Bohemian Rhapsody was A Night at the Opera.
A suiting title. They also released an album called A Day at the Races. It was kind of a pair. Those two went together.
Question number 4. The color of the Sesame Street character, Count Von Count is lavender.
And we will also accept pink or purple. I don't know if I knew that the Count's last name was Von Count.
I certainly did not.
I like it.
It's cute.
Super cute. Recently, Billie Eilish was on Sesame Street and did a little duet with the Count.
Aw, that's adorable.
Yeah.
I love those celebrity cameos.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love to count.
Question number 5. The Italian diplomat and philosopher that authored the 16th century treatise, The Prince, was Niccolo Machiavelli. Question number 6. Kit, the fictional car and star of the Knight Rider franchise, stood for Knight Industries 2000.
I would have got this one wrong. I had no idea.
Zero idea as well.
I presented it live and only one team got it. So I think this one's a tough one.
Sorry, Taters.
Sorry, Taters. Kit happens. Take that.
Question number 7. The former Duchess of Cornwall and newly crowned Queen Consort of the UK is Camilla Parker Bowles.
As we are recording this, I just saw that David Beckham is going on like hour 14 in line to pay his respects to the Queen. It's a long line. I hope they have some porta potties or something.
Some water, some snacks.
Some snacks. He is a snack.
Question number 8. Lord Maximus Farquaad is an antagonist featured in the animated franchise Shrek.
I think he's family. He's way too catty and sassy not to be.
Yeah, he seems gay.
Yeah, 100%.
You know they slip in gay characters all the time.
I'm not mad.
No.
Representation matters.
Exactly. We can find ourselves.
Even when we're being represented by the villain.
Totally. Moving on to round 2.
The Queen may have lived a long life, but as you know, there are other influential, famous folk whose journeys were cut short. Womp womp. This round features musicians who passed away before the age of 30 or under. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
1.
Love like yours will surely come my way. Seems a little longer every way. Love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me?
2.
Maybe I'll lay down for a little, instead of always trying to figure everything out. And all I do is say sorry. I don't even know what I'm saying it about.
3.
Your hand on his arm, a stacked charm around your neck, strung out and thin, calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you've come to expect.
4.
The man said, why do you think you do it? I said, I got no idea. I'm gonna lose my baby.
6.
I try carrying the weight of the world, but I only have 2 hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes.
7.
You'd love me as long as you wanted. You'd leave me for somebody new.
good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
Here are the answers to round two, Gone Too Soon. Song number one was Every Day by Buddy Holly.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a...
Song number two was Good News by Mac Miller.
Good news, good news, good news, that's all I want to hear.
Song number three was Needle in the Hay by Elliott Smith. Song number four was Rock the Boat by Aaliyah. Song number five was Rehab by Amy Winehouse. Song number six was Wake Me Up by Avicii. Song number seven was Crazy by Patsy Cline.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling.
And song number eight was Juicy by Notorious B.I.G.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin.
Some good ones on this list. You know, I don't think I realized that Notorious B.I.G. was that young, but he was only like 24.
That's wild.
Yeah. That Elliott Smith song and really all of his songs.
Oh,
heartbreaking. Love him.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. Love Patsy Cline. And then also I threw Mac Miller in this lineup. So I wanted to give new patrons Shayna and Peter a shout out. They come up later in this episode because I have a custom round for them right around the corner. But... there you go. There's your boy.
Yeah, a lot of talent gone too soon here.
Completely. Amy Winehouse just had a birthday, or she would have been 39, which is still young.
That's still young. That's wild.
Yeah, just this past Wednesday, I believe.
Virgo makes sense for her. Moving on to round three.
So round number three actually goes out to one of our listeners named Shane. He shot me an email and challenged me to write a round on wrestling. And I have written some wrestling rounds in the past, but it's been a while. So I was like, ooh, I think I can handle it. So this round goes out to him. It is called Half Nelson. Air out your singlets for this rumble of a round all about wrestling.
Hi, Shane. Question number one. Living up to his name, what pro wrestler weighed in at 540 pounds and stood tall at 7 feet 4 inches? Question number two. Wrestler the Great Khali is known for his finishing move that shares a name with a tool described as pliers that can be locked into position. What is this move? Question number three. What member of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and 16th U.S. President won 299 out of 300 matches in his 12 years of competition? Question number four. What 2014 biographical sports drama starred Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo as brothers who are both Olympic gold medal winning wrestlers? Question number five. What pro wrestler starred in a series of commercials promoting the meat stick snack Slim Jim? Question number six. In 2002, WWF changed its name to WWE after losing a lawsuit to what conservation organization? Question number seven. In 2020, what pro wrestler, sometimes referred to as the Dead Man, announced his retirement during the last episode of the WWE documentary, The Last Ride. Question number 8. Standing at 4 feet 5 inches, what pro wrestler was paired with Irish wrestler Finlay and often appeared in leprechaun costumes while in the ring? We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round 3, half Nelson. Question number 1. The pro wrestler who weighed in at 540 pounds and stood tall at 7'4" was Andre the Giant.
He's a big boy.
That's a lot.
I'm obsessed with his one-armed singlet situation, his asymmetrical.
Yes.
It is a look.
It's cute. It's a good cut. Question number 2. The Great Khali finishing move that shares a name with a tool is vice grip.
So I'm thinking that his thighs are very involved.
Seems like it has to be, right?
Yeah.
A little clamp sitch.
A little clamp sitch. A little Suzanne Summers, thigh master.
Making her proud.
Mm-hmm. And making him hurt.
Mm-hmm. Question number 3. The member of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and 16th U.S. President is Abraham Lincoln.
This surprises me because he seems really mild-mannered and also just really like lanky and tall. And apparently he was this incredible wrestler, winning 299 out of his 300 matches. Like, what?
I can't picture this at all.
No.
Maybe he got it all out on the mat.
Isn't that the point? There are quite a few other U.S. presidents that are honored by the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. But most of those are predictable, though, like Theodore Roosevelt, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. There's only been one president, though, that is in the WWE Hall of Fame. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
It's Trump.
Didn't he have a business dealing with the WWE?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Question number 4. The 2014 biographical wrestling drama starring Channing Tatum and Mark Ruffalo is Foxcatcher. Question number 5. The pro wrestler who starred in a series of Slim Jim commercials is Randy Savage.
Iconic. Amazing commercials.
Slim Jims are so gross.
I've never had one, but I have no desire to ever have one either. They look nasty.
It's not on your caviar bucket list.
Well, caviar wasn't really even on my list either. Meat stick. It's nasty. Do you want me to do a Randy Savage impression?
Always.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Huh! Snap into a Slim Jim!
Oh, that was great!
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
Kind of hurt my throat and I'm already feeling hoarse from partying at the Emmys. But, you know, worth it. Also, I just want to say that Randy Savage's eyewear, you know, those like really thick-rimmed Oakleys that are always like neon shades. I have a hot tip. If you go on the Oakley website, you can do virtual try-ons of all of these incredibly douchey shades. I've been having a blast with it. Check it out.
Check it out.
You heard it here first.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
New profile pic.
I sent you some. Did you like them?
I loved them.
Okay.
First visors, now Oakleys, eh?
Yeah, I know it's good. Help.
Question number 6. In 2002, WWF changed its name to WWE after losing a lawsuit to World Wildlife Fund for Nature.
So if you just put World Wildlife Fund, you get that point. I did not know this is why they changed their name. It's interesting.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 7. The pro wrestler, sometimes referred to as the Dead Man, who announced his retirement in 2020 is The Undertaker.
Scary guy.
Yeah.
He's been around forever. I remember when I used to watch wrestling in the 80s and 90s as a kid on Sundays when The Undertaker would come out, I would have to go under the coffee table. It's really scary, Kelly.
Aww, cutie. Question number 8.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that? Was that you snapping into a Slim Jim for the first time?
Guilty.
A little maiden voyage on the meat stick, am I right?
I was vegetarian until we started talking about Slim Jims.
Nobody believes you. So I think instead that was a triple tater, which means if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
Standing at 4 feet, 5 inches, the pro wrestler who often appeared in leprechaun costumes is Hornswoggle.
I don't like any of this. It seems really exploitive, you know?
I hate it.
Mm-hmm. You know that it was just like a comedy shtick and, you know, laughing at.
Totally.
Little folk, and it's like, knock it off.
Moving on to round four.
So like I teased earlier in this episode, we had a few new patrons who put in a special request for a round. So this one goes out to Shayna and Peter, the Mac Miller fans. It is called Enjoy the Ride. Buckle up and hold tight for this round on theme parks.
Thank you, Shayna and Peter. Question number one. At what U.S. theme park will you find height requirements to rides listed as some of the following? Twizzlers, Reese's, or Kisses? Question number two. What land in Walt Disney World is the Space Mountain ride situated in? Question number three. The Colombian theme park Hacienda Napales is located on the former estate of what infamous drug lord? Question number four. What U.S. state is the Dolly Parton-themed attraction Dollywood located in? Question number five. Sharing a name with a sea beast, what is the name of the huge roller coaster in SeaWorld? Question number six. The Phoenix roller coaster located at Nobles Amusement Park in Pennsylvania is the world's first roller coaster to be dismantled and reassembled from one park to another. When first found at the Playland Park in Texas, what name did it have there? Question number seven. Three of the six Disneyland locations are in Asia. List two of them for a point. Question number eight. Part of the Golden Kingdom section, what Six Flags location is the tallest roller coaster in the world and fastest in the U.S., Kingda Ka, located in? We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round four, Enjoy the Ride. Question number one. The U.S. theme park where you'll find height requirements listed as Twizzlers, Reese's, and Kisses is Hershey Park.
So Hershey Park is located in Hershey, Pennsylvania. It's obviously chocolate and candy themed.
Yeah, they have a chocolate tour.
That's awesome.
It's pretty fun.
Question number two. The land in Walt Disney World where Space Mountain Ride is situated in is Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland's funny because it's supposed to be like set in the future.
Yeah.
At this point, it was really representing like the 80s.
For sure.
Or the idea of what the 80s would be. So we're like 40 years on the other side of that.
Yesterday land.
It's a good time. Love Space Mountain. Love that song.
Same. Jammin'.
Yeah.
Question number three. The Colombian theme park, Hacienda Napales, is located on the former estate of Pablo Escobar.
This is amazing. I want to go.
Yeah, sold. Punch my ticket.
Yeah, so there's like tons of wild animals and then also just like rides and things.
Amazing.
As you're coming in the gates, there's one of those little commuter planes that's like parked on top of the gate, which is totally, for me, I feel like it's a drug transport reference, you know?
Totally. Question number 4. The U.S. state where Dollywood is located is Tennessee.
Her home state, so this makes sense.
I really want to go here.
Me too.
Question number 5. The name of the huge roller coaster in SeaWorld is the Kraken.
SeaWorld is not a friend of the show.
Majorly not.
But I do like that roller coaster name.
Yeah, I love Krakens.
Yeah, super cool.
Question number 6. The Phoenix roller coaster, the first roller coaster to be dismantled and reassembled from one park to another, was originally named Rocket.
What a major undertaking to try to rebuild it.
It seems harder than just building a new one.
I agree. I'm skeptical that it's safe.
Same. I'd do it though. Question number 7. You needed to list 2 of the 3 Disneyland locations in Asia for a point, and they are Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Tokyo.
I want to go to Tokyo.
Okay, Tokyo seems so cool.
In general.
Because it's like on the water.
Very overstimulating, probably, but a visual feast.
Question number 8. Part of the Golden Kingdom section, the Six Flags location that is home to the tallest roller coaster, Kingda Ka, is Jackson, New Jersey.
And I believe that it's the only Six Flags location in New Jersey. So if you just put New Jersey, you get that point.
That's awful generous.
I'm a pretty nice guy, Kelly.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. Born in 1882, what Irish author and key figure in the modernist avant-garde movement is best known for his novels Ulysses, A Portrait of the Young Man as an Artist, and Finnegan's Wake? Question number 2. What actor took home Best Actor Academy Awards for his performances in the films Kramer vs. Kramer and Rain Man? Question number 3. What musician of Albanian descent has released the pop hits Sweet But Psycho, Kings and Queens, and My Head and My Heart? Question number 4. Winona Ryder made her theatrical debut in what 1986 film starring Corey Haim that featured the tagline, "It's about falling in love for the first time"? Question number 5. Recorded in 1960 by the Shirelles, what hit became the first song by a black all-girl group to reach number 1 in the U.S. The opening lyrics are, "Tonight you're mine completely, you give your love so sweetly." Question number 6. What former professional boxer with the nicknames Kid Dynamite and the Baddest Man on the Planet reigned as the undisputed world heavyweight champion from 1987 to 1990. Question number 7. What was the 1969 American spaceflight mission that first landed humans on the moon?
It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round.
Here, the answers for round five are connection round. Question number one. The Irish author, best known for his novels Ulysses and A Portrait of the Young Man as an Artist, is James Joyce. Question number two. The actor who took home Best Actor Oscars for his performances in the films Kramer vs. Kramer and Rain Man is Dustin Hoffman.
I believe that his co-star in Kramer vs. Kramer was Meryl Streep. That's a power pairing for sure.
I mean, Meryl Streep plus anybody is like,
yeah,
she really raises the quotient.
And makes everybody else look bad.
Totally.
Question number three. The musician who released the pop hits Sweet But Psycho and My Head and My Heart is Ava Max.
How do you feel about that song title? Sweet But Psycho.
Yeah, it's like a bit much.
Do you need a nap, boo-boo?
Right? Are you just hungry?
Right.
Question number four. Winona Ryder made her theatrical debut in the 1986 film starring Corey Haim, Lucas. Question number five. The 1960 Shirelles hit that became the first song by a black all-girl group to reach number one in the U.S. is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Tonight you're mine.
It's a good one. I want to say Carol King wrote the music to that song.
Oh, really?
I love the 60s girl group Motown music, you know.
Same.
It's so good.
So good.
Words written by Jerry Goffin and music composed by Carol King. Boom.
Cool. Amazing.
Question number six. The former professional boxer with the nicknames Kid Dynamite and the baddest man on the planet is Mike Tyson.
Not a friend of the show.
Yeah.
It's like a convicted rapist. And then everybody was just like, oh, you're out of prison? Let's throw you in these, you know, ding-dong bro comedies and everybody act like you're a rad guy that we should be supporting right now. You know, like, no.
Womp womp.
And your tattoo looks dumb. Next. Not that I don't have a bunch of dumb tattoos too, but still.
Question number seven. The 1969 American spaceflight mission that first landed humans on the moon is Apollo 11. We went to the moon in 1969.
Is that a song?
It was from, I believe, the Even Stevens movie.
What? I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
I know. That's a little Disney knowledge for you. A little Shia LaBeouf archive.
Question number eight. The answer to question number eight is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
James Joyce,
Dustin Hoffman,
Ava Max,
Lucas,
Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow,
Mike Tyson,
and Apollo 11.
And all of those answers include names of characters from Stranger Things.
I still have not watched the newest season.
I started it and then just didn't finish.
Okay.
It's a little scary.
Well, it's always been pretty scary.
Like scarier than before.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
I really like that character, Max.
Me too. I like Max a lot.
Yeah, I think she's my fave.
Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was wet tush oil.
It's like diaper rash cream, huh?
Well, slip and slide, sitch.
Yeah. Nobody likes chapped buns.
Slick.
The question that went with this anagram was, openly gay actor Murray Bartlett took home a supporting actor Emmy last week for his performance on what HBO comedy drama? And the answer is White Lotus. Wet tush oil scrambles up to be White Lotus.
I can't wait for the new season of this show because I loved the first season.
Oh, I'm so excited.
He was really great in it. And then this is also the show that Jennifer Coolidge took home an Emmy for as well this past week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Incredible cast. Super fun one.
All right, that wraps up this one.
That's it. Thank you to everybody for listening, and we will be back at you next week with our special 3-year anniversary episode. So you have about 7 days to get pumped.
Woohoo! Can't wait. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com, and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more. Follow us on social media for weekly answer reveals, round reveals, and exciting announcements. And if you find yourself in Southern California and want to catch one of our weekly live quizzes, join us on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in Long Beach at Beach Garden Social House.
This week's background and answer break music was This Feels Different by Independent Music Licensing Collective.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime. Until next time, later, later taters.
Last year, my kids went trick-or-treating and somebody was handing out mini Slim Jims. And I was like, this isn't a treat.
Gross.
It's like a scab. I'm not into it.
No.
I feel that way about jerky too. Huh! Snap into a Slim Jim!
Oh, that was great!
Really?